Scientists have found a green mineral on the red planet. The Mars Global Surveyor spacecraft has detected the mineral olivine in the Nils Fosse region of Mars. The significance of this finding is more than artistic. It suggests that Mars may have been a cold and dry place a lot longer than scientists thought. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Finding water is always exciting because where there's water, there may be life. When geologists look at close-up pictures of Mars, they see features on the surface that scream out, "Water was here." Bruce Jacoski is a planetary scientist at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
We see channels that look like runoff channels from precipitation, from rain or snow. We see a lot of evidence in the images that water has flowed over the surface.
But whatever running water once was on Mars is now gone, gone, gone. The question is, when did it go? Todd Hafen of the U.S. Geological Survey in Denver is one of the scientists trying to answer that question. He and his colleagues have been using an instrument orbiting Mars on board the Mars Global Surveyor to make a map of mineral deposits on the red planet. Hafen's primary interest is olivine. It exists on Earth in the mantle and the crust, and sometimes it makes it all the way to the surface. But Earth is a nice, warm, wet planet. Hafen says when olivine shows up on the surface of Earth, it quickly weathers away.
On Mars, the significance is that we found so much of it in this one area, we can say that there hasn't been a significant amount of water present at the surface in liquid form since the olivine outcrop has been exposed.
In today's issue of the journal Science, Hafen and his colleagues write that the olivine could have been there for a really long time. Hafen says the olivine they found is adjacent to a formation of rocks made by a meteor impact that occurred more than 3 billion years ago.
If it was exposed with the rest of the formation, it could be over 3 billion years old.
And that would mean Mars has been essentially dead for most of the planet's life. But Cornell University's Jim Bell says there are other forces that could have brought the olivine to the surface far more recently. Bell says on Earth, volcanic activity or the movement of tectonic plates can unbury olivine.
Mars may still be volcanically active in some places. Mars may still be tectonically active in some places. We don't have the data to rule it out one way or another, and we've only just begun our detailed exploration of the planet to try to obtain that data.
Bell says it's also not certain that olivine would weather the same way on Mars as it does on Earth, even in the presence of water. Maybe if the Martian water were really cold, it wouldn't break down olivine as fast. Or it may be the water appeared in torrential floods for a short time, and then climate conditions changed and the water was gone. Bell says understanding more about the olivine will help answer those questions.
It all comes down to how recently was this stuff exposed onto the surface, and what were the conditions like when that exposure happened?
That may be a hard question to answer, says Todd Hafen.
Unfortunately, without going there, we may never know.
Would you go?
Oh, I'd love to go. If it wasn't 6 months there and 6 months back, I'm 6'4", so a big guy in a little pod is hard to do, I would think.
So you'll go if once they come up with the 747 version of the spacecraft.
Yes, they have the luxury mission to Mars, and I'd be happy to go.
In the meantime, Hafen and other Mars mavens will have to rely on instruments from unmanned spacecraft. And Bruce Jacoski says there are plenty of those. The Mars Odyssey spacecraft is at Mars already making similar measurements.
There are also instruments flying to Mars on Mars Express and planned for the Mars 05 orbiter to determine surface composition.
So stay tuned for more news about what a green mineral means for a red planet. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.